stuff like that. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Go back again. Okay. He was asking stuff about what?
If I just felt that things were fair there and stuff like that, and I was like, I've seen nothing but fairness. Like, I don't have anything ill to say about anybody. Like, I'm brand new. Like, it's been a good place. I love the city, you know? So.
Did you feel it was kind of negative or positive or just digging for dirt?
I don't know. I can't really tell. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's the brightest guy in the world, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the appeal process works here. So I just stayed neutral about everything. I was like, I don't know. I'm new. It was, you know, I haven't built trust with anybody really. And
did he ask you about the incident itself?
He didn't ask specifics really about it. He just was wanting to know how things were working out there so far. I was like, I'm happy. I'm content. You know, I see nothing wrong. I enjoy the agency. So.
Yeah. It sounds to me like a fishing expedition.
I think so.
Yeah. Looking for dirt.
Typical BS stuff. I don't know. Like I said, Chief, I don't know where y'all on the city council stand or who this member is. And I know politics work in mysterious ways. And I don't know. I try to stay out of the politics stuff. I try to come to work, keep my head down. And
I'm wondering why he's calling you. You don't know him, do you?
No, I don't know this guy. I've never met him before in my life. I couldn't pick him out of a photo lineup.
Yeah. I just find that odd. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. But, normally when he calls, he just wants the ticket dropped. That's normally his M.O., so I figured that's what it was. But So I guess Mark is now calling all the council members. So, I mean, that's his right.
Yeah. So. He was just like, hey, Mark appealed this deal. I got some questions about the things that he brought up and his deal, and I was like, I don't know anything about that. I said, I've only been here for 3 months. I don't know anything about that. So.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. But, anytime they call, just feel free to call them back. Normally, it's just a ticket.
I know. And I hope you understand that I'm loyal to the fault.
it doesn't matter to me. You know, all I ask is when they ask you a question, just tell them the truth.
Right.
Because when you don't tell the truth is when we get into the politics. But,
right.
You know, it is what it is, and I'm sure, you know, he's seen a lot of people come and go, but, you know, you can't change that. And I would venture a guess that a majority of them are probably pretty positive on their exit reviews. You know, they just got a better job.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. They got a better job. And some of these guys that, you know, we knew when we hired them, it's 2 to 3 to 5 years tops. And, you know, as a council member, you know, they want everybody to stay forever. But you hire 20-somethings, they want to be in SWAT or, you know, auto theft or, you know, the things you and I have done. We don't have that. And it gets kind of boring going around and around and around in circles. But, you know, it is what it is. So.
I let him know before I called him that I called you. You know, I was like, hey, I'm here to the chain of command. I called my chief first, and so maybe that's why he didn't ask me anything specific, because I called you. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I appreciate it.
All right, Chief. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. All right, buddy.
Bye. All right.